一节，单单第一节。罗马书第十四章第一节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 1。
翻到了，我念一遍，由你们一同大声开声来同声念一遍。罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14
第一节
，verse 1，
这里这样讲
，here it says，
信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgments on disputable matters。
我们低头祷告
，let's pray。
主啊，恳求你赐福今天开始十四章的聚会，愿主真理的灵引导我们，给我们一章一章晋升。我们一章一章建立，我们一节一节明白，
是
你一节一节打开你的奥秘，使我们从其中的真理领受信仰的根基，从其中的智慧领受做人应当有的伦理。主啊，你真理的圣灵引导你的仆人，给讲的话你的同感一领，
是
把你的话传讲清楚。奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，
阿们
阿们。我们把第十三章已经讲完了。
We have finished the chapter 13.
从我们的政权之下，怎样用敬畏态度对神对人负责任。
From the government authority, how that we honor God with a godly attitude to be responsible to God and man.
进到的社会中间，怎么做一个不亏欠人的人。
Then we enter the society without doing wrong against people.
接着爱怎样成全律法。
With love, how we accomplish the laws.
到最后我们才看到我们怎样在百昼中间做一个合神心意的人。
Finally, we see that in life, how can be a one who is pleased to God?
因为这世界像个黑夜的过程要过去了。
Because the world is in the process of darkness, is soon to be passed.
主来的日子近了。
And the day for the Lord to come is near.
应当过一个光明的日子，不是黑暗的生活。
We must lead a life of light and not darkness.
我们的神是住在光中的上。
Because our God who dwells in light.
我们的神就是光。
Our God is light.
他创造的时候最先创造光。
Because when he created light first.
他又是吩咐光从黑暗中间出来。
And also he asks light to emerge from darkness.
基督的大光照亮那些在黑暗中间坐在死荫幽谷里面的人。
And the great light of Christ Jesus shine upon those who see the valley of darkness and death.
进入到世界上来成为世上的光。
Because when Christ comes to the world, he becomes the light of the world.
使一切跟随他的人不在黑暗里走，必要寻找到生命的光。
So all those who follow him will not walk in darkness, but seek the light of light.
然后借着圣灵的重生跟道的感化，把我们做成一个光明之子。
And with the regeneration of the word also by the Holy Spirit become also the children of light.
所以我们要带着光明的兵器。
So with the armor of light.
我们要离开各样犯罪的事情。
We want to leave all things which are sin.
我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
To lead a life of holiness.
我们不要荒宴醉酒。
Do not also be in debauchery.
不要好色邪荡。
Also in the sexual morality.
我增进妒忌。
Also in jealousy and dissension,
披在耶稣基督
but put on Christ Jesus,
我们荣耀主的名
and to glorify His name.
这样圣徒应当有的生活中间
and with this light of the saint,
我们看见保罗给我们苦口婆心的劝勉
we see that how Paul beseeched with his heart.
我们结束了第十三章
so that we conclude chapter 13.
第十三章一开始的时候
so when at the beginning of chapter 14,
就提到圣徒与圣徒中间有许多不同的观念一同活在这个世界
It brings about a different concept of sin, yet we live in the same world.
你是信主的人吗?
You are the believer?
是的。
Yes.
我是信主的人。
I'm a believer?
是的。
Yes.
我们的信心的程度一样不一样?
Is it the same with the measure of faith?
不一样。
No.
我们灵性的程度一样不一样?
Our level of spirituality is the same?
不一样。
No.
所以我们的教会生活的过程中间。
So that in the process of living in the church,
我们千万不要盼望每一个人想的跟你想的一样样。
Do not hope that everybody think alike.
也盼望不要盼望每一个人的灵性跟你的程度一样样。
Do not also desire everybody the same in a level of spirituality as you do.
多数基督徒有一个毛病。
Most of Christians have this weakness.
就是他还没有接受主以前。
Before he accepted Christ,
他过一个自由自在放纵无羁的生活。
He lived a life with free in lust.
所以没有人可以管他。
No one can control them.
他以为他的自由是他的特权。
He thought that freedom is right.
所以有人为他祷告。
So when people pray for them,
他没有救。
He didn't realize.
苦苦劝他
also exhort them.
他没有感动
He's not touched.
有人用各样的办法劝他信主
Some will use all methods to exhort them to be a Christian.
表示反对
But he opposed.
提出反驳的话语,
he also opposed them.
提出怀疑的理论,
and also skeptical to them.
他归当基督徒,
not only he's a Christian.
使基督徒遇到许多许多
So he wants Christians to suffer actually. So when he can make Christians suffer, they feel joyful. But very strange enough, because some of the Christians suffer on their behalf,
流的眼泪,
and the tear that shed,
神感动他的攻击,
and also using the, to be a tool that God touched them.
这些人就久而久之重新思考为什么有人这样传递。
So it took a long time for this to think over why so these people care for them.
所以流泪撒种的, 必要翻覆收割,
so he who sow with tears will reap with joy.
你们传福音给人, 别人情感,
so when I preach to people, others despise you, do not feel downhearted.
你们传福音给人, 误会,
when people misunderstand you, I preach to them, never mind.
有人回谤你, 有人羞辱你, 有人在众人面前轻看你, 藐视你,
people slander you, mock at you, never mind.
因为你为主做,
because you are doing for the Lord's sake.
你所受的苦不是你的罪而招来的,
the suffering that you have is not because you sin.
所以你就不需因为这样而难过,
then you don't have to feel sorrowful because of that.
但是你说, 我是人, 我受人家拒绝的时候, 我真的会难过,
you say I'm a human being, when I'm rejected by others, I'll feel sad too.
你的难过成为神感动他的工具之一,
you know, your sentence becomes a tool whereby God used to touch people.
这个道理是很少人注意到,
and few people pay attention to this kind of truth.
我们以为大步道家的成功, 因为他才干很大,
we thought that success of great evangelists is because they have great talent.
其实大步道家在步道会里面的收割, 是别人先杀种以后,
actually the harvest and the reaping of great evangelism in the crusade is because people had labor first.
所以我一面做布道家的工作,
on one hand I'm an evangelist, but on the other hand I cannot take away God's glory. I don't boast on my merits, all the more I cannot lift up my own talents and eloquence.
经过多长的时间受苦, 结果感动人来参加布道会, 才有收割的可能,
because the result of the work of God is the co-working of many people who shed tears, who cry, and that's why we have the reaping and harvest in the evangelistic meeting.
这样撒种的人,
so those who sow,
不必太过难过,
do not feel sad.
收获的人,
those who reap,
不必太过高兴,
do not feel too rejoiceful.
撒种的人,
those who sow,
不因有人拒绝而灰心,
you will not feel doubted because people reject the gospel.
收获的人,
those who harvest,
不因有人接受而沾沾自喜,
you will not, because people have accept the Christ, you feel too joyful.
保罗很清楚地把这个道理告诉我们,
Paul very clearly tells this truth.
有人撒种,
the people who sow the seed,
有人浇灌,
the people who water,
只有上帝叫他生长,
only God to ask them to grow.
Amen. 所以我们有一天到天上去,
so one day when you go to heaven,
我们就知道不一定一个老太婆传福音没有口才她的功劳比布道家小,
we know very well that it will not be because an old lady who is eloquent, who preached the gospel, is not merited as compared to an evangelist.
也不一定那是大步道家他的荣耀的收获功劳比那些这个辛苦撒种人更大,
and also it will not be that a great evangelist enjoy a greater glory as compared to those who sow the seed.
那么当一个人信主的时候,
when a person turned to Christ,
他们常常以为是某某布道家给他信主,
many times they thought it's a so and so said evangelist that
evangelized
them, and the one who finally brought them to Christ,
他们许多人就误解了, 或者就看清了, 或者忘记了前面的人所撒的种所经历的劳苦,
so a lot of people they misunderstood, also forgot also the seed was even sown by people who is a predecessor. But God has never forgotten.
感谢上,
praise God.
有一次呢, 有一个人,
there was one person,
他把一饼一个一个给乞丐吃,
he gave a biscuit to a beggar, but this beggar is not satisfied.
最后有另外一个人给他一块饼,
finally another one gave this beggar another biscuit and he is filled.
这个乞丐后来讲什么话呢?
And what did this beggar say?
奇怪,那个人给我四块饼,
and that person gave me four biscuits, I cannot feel filled.
这个人的饼特别一吃就饱了,
but this man is special, his biscuit filled me, only one biscuit.
第五块饼给我饱的,
it's the fifth biscuit that filled my stomach.
其实给他饱的是四块加一块才是五块,
actually it's a four plus one that filled him.
许多时候你的牧师给你吃不饱, 结果呢, 有一个传道人来给你吃饱, 你要记得, 吃不饱那些东西是能够饱的基础。
If you would feel that the pastor cannot fill you, then a pastor come and fill you, you must know that that pastor that preached to you actually is the foundation for you to be filled later on.
你传福音的时候别人不能信, 后来一个布道家来会信, 那是因为你传的时候已经建立了一些根基, 才有那个核心。
So when you preach the gospel, that person doesn't believe, but you have built the foundation for the evangelist.
那么刚刚信主的人,
those who just are converted,
他一定不是一信就什么都信。
Surely he will not just, when he was converted, he believed everything.
因为某一种好处, 他接触基督教。
Maybe because of certain benefit, they come in contact with Christianity.
可能因为某一些基督徒的一些爱心, 感动他接触教会。
Or maybe because certain Christians have love, that's why they come to Christianity.
或者某一些道理提醒他, 做人需要上帝的这些真理。
Or certain truth remind them, as a human being, you need God.
他的信心慢慢建立起来。
So his faith has been built up.
绝对不要有初信的人就是什么都懂, 就是一个好的基督徒。
Absolutely, we do not know, do not feel that as a new convert you believe everything.
初信的人是神给他的恩, 给他在这个地位上成为一个信徒。
The new convert actually on position, God gave that position to become a saint.
所以从这个地位, 从这个本质来说, 他成为信徒。
From the substance, from the position, he became a believer.
但是从分量, 从真理丰富的各方面的知识来说, 他还是非常非常幼稚的。
From the richness of faith and quality living, wise, he is still a very childish Christian.
所以我们就对初信的人体恤他们的软弱。
So to the new converts, you must sympathize on their weaknesses.
有些基督徒因为基督徒, 有些人因为基督的爱心, 感动他信主。
Some of these Christians is because the love of Christian touched them, that's why they turn to God.
他想像全世界每个基督徒都是那样的爱心。
So they thought that every Christian in the whole world is we love like him.
不要先假设你已经信主了，你应当要坚固信心。
No, not presuppose that since you are now a Christian, you must strengthen your faith.
因为他看见第二个基督徒不像第一个基督徒那样爱心。
Because if he were to see the second Christian not as so loving as compared to the first Christian, then he was able to collapse.
有的人是因为他怕死，所以他心里说，因为他有永生。Some
because they are afraid of death, and that's why they believe in Christ. So because Jesus Christ said, you must eternal life when you believe in him.
我在斯拉瓦讲道的时候,
when I was preaching in Sarawak,
有一个很重要的助长,
a very important
助长的这个 tribes
or tribe leader,
the leader. 就 trap 的这个 king 那样的情形，
yeah, trap leader.
他为什么信主呢？
Why say he was converted?
就他从小他哥哥死了，他吓死了，看见哥哥突然间不动了。
Because since he was young, he saw the elder brother die and was stiff there, he was frightened.
爸爸妈妈苦苦就把哥哥把他放在棺材，把他放在坟墓里面。
Those the parent cries and then put him to the coffin.
他回家看不到哥哥了。
So when he came back home, he could not see the brother.
每天就想不久他也要放进去。
So every he thought that probably I will put in the coffin one day.
吓死。
He was so frightened.
所以他 七岁的时候,
so when he was seven,
怕死怕的样子,
he was so afraid of death.
突然有一个澳洲 Melbourne 大学的教授在斯拉旺内地传道。
So there's a professor from Melbourne University come and preach in the inner land.
耶稣说信我的人有永生。
Jesus said, oh, do those who believe in me have eternal life.
信我的人不死, 死的也会复活。
And those who believe in me will not die, those who die will be resurrected.
他马上那天就信耶稣。
So on that very day, he accepted Christ.
他说这就是我要的。
This is what I want.
我哥哥就是不信耶稣谁死掉的。
My brother, because he doesn't believe in Christ, Jesus said, why die?
我信了我就不会死了。
So I believe I want to die.
那么他就是因为这样信。
And because of that, he believed.
这个人的基督教,
so his Christianity
是从这一句入门的,
is the entry with this statement.
那个人的基督教,
and that Christianity of that man
是从那一句入门的,
he entered with another statement.
有人的基督教,
some people's Christianity
打破他进化论的观念才行,
because it breaks their concept of evolution.
另外一些人的基督教,
and others' Christianity
是因为发现无神论的错误, 他才归向,
because they discover the wrongs of the atheism, and that's why they come to Christianity.
每一个人的信仰都是有局限的,
everybody's faith is confined.
每个初信的人都有多方面的软弱,
and every Christian has many angles of weaknesses.
所以我们不要对初信的人太过苛求。
So to the new convert, do not demand too much for them.
这样你就了解基督的家里面,
then you will know that the household of God,
耶稣基督的身体里面,
that in the body of Christ,
有许多有软弱的肢体,
that people who are weak,
许多有各样的毛病的肢体,
that people who are weaknesses,
他们许多很脆弱的信仰,
and they have very fragile faith,
一下子就可以整个崩溃,
and they could collapse anytime,
整个离开主,
and they will leave God,
整个就完全消沉下来,
totally they're diminished.
在这个内地布道的时候,
those who were preaching in the inner land,
还有一个人变成一生一世神经病的人,
and there was one who was actually have a mentally illness.
他的弟弟很热心,
His younger brother is a very jealous. And later on I asked, why is that your sister tend to be such?
他说我的姐姐是很敏感的人。
He said, my sister is a very sensitive one.
而且是非内向的人。
And very introvert.
有什么事都不跟人讲的。
And she will not talk to any people or anything.
后来他参加西道班。
Later on, when she come to the learner's class,
静静的西道,
very quietly she learned the faith,
云情的修道,
and very diligently she learned the faith,
受洗以前一个礼拜,
and 1 week before she was baptized,
牧师考他, 因为他太内向, 讲不出来, 牧师说你不及格, 不可以受洗,
and the pastor gave him a test saying, but because you're so introvert, she's going to answer and say, pastor said, because you did not pass, you're going to be baptized.
就因为这一件事情, 他感到太羞愧了。
And because of that thing, she feels very shameful.
整班的人都要受洗, 所以他一个人不可以受洗。
The whole class was to be baptized by her.
从那一天开始, 他就整个人崩溃下去, 信仰完全破产, 又变成神经病, 一生一世很难医好的。
From that day onwards, she collapsed in her faith and she went mentally wrong.
那这件事情我听了, 影响我这一生对待人要怎么样。
So this statement actually influenced, affected me, how do I deal with people?
因为有一些人听我这句话受得了, 有一些人受不了。
Because for some, they can take this statement, some they may not be able to take it.
有一些人心灵强到一个地步,你在大众面前骂他,他骂你回头,回家他还可以大睡觉。
Some they are so strong, you scold in the public, they also scold back in the public, they go back, they can sleep well.
但有一些孩子,你大声一点,他就自卑感,就一声一声变成不如人,就变成像奴才一样的人。
But for some of the children, if you would be louder in your voice, they feel so inferior, stand forth.
所以保罗在这里就提到一件事情。
So Paul here says something.
你要体贴软弱的人。
You must also have sympathy on those who are weak.
要爱心宽容他们。
And also use love to accompany them.
因为在我们中间有许许多多信心软弱的。
Because among our midst are people who are weak in their faith.
所以第一句话怎么讲?
And that's why the first statement it says,
信心软弱的人。
And for those who are weak in their faith,
你们要接纳。
Accept them.
但不要辩论所疑惑的事情。
Without also the passing judgment on disputable matters.
所以这里所讲的软弱,
here when it says weak,
是疑惑性的软弱。
And those who are skeptical in the faith,
信心软弱的人,
those who are weak in the faith,
你们要接纳他们。
You must accept them.
在教会里面有个很大的毛病。
In the church there is still a wrong with us.
就是我们很难接纳跟我们不一样看法的。
That's difficult for us to accept those who are different in their perspective.
真的很奇怪。
If we're sharing with this person,
他看法是这样的,
how come
we really 没有人像他那样的,
nobody look like him?
你就把他异化了。
So you want to marginalize him.
我用的这两个字是共产党用的字。
And you want to alienate them, this communist language.
Alienation.
Alienation.
是把他异化了。
Alienation.
去把他当作与你不同的人。
So that he's different from you.
你不认同他,
you don't identify with that.
基督教是把人认同的一个宗教。
But Christianity is the one that accommodates people.
所以你是接纳人。
So you accept people,
不是异化人,
not to alienate them,
你是认同人,
but to identify with them,
包容人,
and also accommodate with them,
不是排挤人,
and not to exclude them,
不是拒绝人,
not to reject them,
不是唾弃人,
and not to discard them,
不是藐弃人,
and not to despise them,
你不是轻看人,
not to look down upon them,
你是容纳人,
but to accommodate them,
把人带到主里面,
to bring people to Christ,
用爱包容他,
using love to accommodate them.
所以凡是有异化的特性的人, 都是与基督教的真理不一样。
So those who have the habit to alienate people is different from Christian thinking.
我们应当怎样把与我们不同的人带到可以与我们一同在一起成为神的儿女，有这样的爱心来与人交往。
How can we bring people to a different from us to become the children of God so they can communicate with them?
一个人在不同的人中间找到相同点，建立友谊，改变别人，用上帝的爱感化人归向上帝。 这是伟大的，又是智慧的人。
A person is great and wise if among those people who are different, he can find them, identify with them, and convert them.
一个人明明被生在同样的家里面，已经是兄弟，在找事故找的不同地方，把兄弟拆开，把亲情丢掉，变成各个亲人，变成仇敌，这是智不智慧的，是一个很卑鄙的人。
A person is unwise and lowly if among the brothers who are already the blood kinship, and that's why they agitate them so that they become enemies.
所以罗马书说这个末世的时候，这叫做无亲情。
And that's why this Paul in the Second Timothy said that these people are without passion.
我们应当做一个有亲情的人。
We must have kinsman's passion.
你看，爱会产生亲。
You know when you love, it produces passion.
亲。 不一定产生爱。
So when you have this intimacy, then it will not necessarily produce love.
每一个结婚的人都是从爱变成亲的。
You know, when you are getting married, it's from love you become close.
你跟你的丈夫本来没有亲戚可言的。
Actually, you are not related to your husband.
后来你叫他叫做亲爱的。
But you ask a dear, you say?
因为他是为什么是亲爱？
Why say he's the dear to you?
因为你是到底先亲后爱，或是先爱后亲？
You love first because you become a dear, or dear first become a love. Love.
你是先爱，后来变成亲。
But you love
对不对？
First, that don't become close relationship.
兄弟呢？因为是亲，不得不要爱。
But your brothers, because they are intimate with you, and that's why you got to love them.
是爱而成亲，好过亲而不爱。
So it is better to love and become intimate rather than become the have relationship but later on without love.
什么叫做基督徒呢？
What are a Christian?
是因主的爱使我们同成为亲的。
It is because of love Christ Jesus we become related.
因为基督的舍命使我们停止仇恨，彼此相爱。
Because Christ Jesus dedicated himself and that's why we stop being enemies become lovable.
所以主说我怎么样爱你们，
and then
你们
Christ Jesus
也要彼此这样。
And Christ said that the way that I love you, you must love one another.
那么呢，当我们把全世界的基督徒当作一家人的时候，
when you deem the whole Christian in the world as a family,
这个是属灵的亲，要有属灵的爱。
This is spiritual relationship and this spiritual love.
所以你一定要接纳。
So you must accept that.
但是很多华人基督徒不接纳马来人的基督徒。
You know, many of Chinese Christians will not accept the Malay Christians.
因为我信耶稣，因为我们在华人的教会，他马来人怎么也可以来呢？
Because I'm a Christian, but in the Chinese of this church, how can he as a Malay come?
有的华人基督徒不接受洋人的基督徒。
And some of these Chinese Christians will not accept the Westerners.
照样许多洋人的教会不接受不是洋人的会友。
The same thing, many of Westerners cannot accept those are non-Western Christians.
这个很可怕的事情。
This is something horrible.
你知道印度的政治圣雄叫做甘地 ，Mahatma Gandhi。
You know, Mahatma Gandhi in India.
这个人一生最佩服的人就是耶稣基督。
You know, this person for the whole life he only yield and bow to Jesus.
到死不要相信，不要接受耶稣基督。
But until he died, he did not accept Christ as Lord.
他是一个最尊重耶稣的人。
He respects Jesus the most.
但他不是一个信耶稣受洗的人。
But he is not one who believes in Jesus and be baptized.
其实不是如此。
But it's not such actually.
甘地早就决定受洗信耶稣。
Gandhi has already made early decision to be baptized.
甘地甚至参加洗澡班。
And also he came to the learner class.
当他快要受洗以前。
But before he was baptized.
发生了一件事情。
One thing he said.
他买了火车票。
He bought a ticket, train ticket.
进到一个相当高级的人的贵族的车厢。
He went to a cabin of a nobility.
他是知识分子。
He is an intellectual.
他不是印度那个最穷的那种等级的人。
He does not belong to a lower caste.
所以他在南非洲读书的时候。
When he was studying South Africa.
他有一次就进入百人的车厢。
There was one day he entered in the cabin of the white.
因为你买的票多少，我也买多少。
Well, you paid the ticket, I paid the ticket.
他就进去了。
So he entered.
一进去的时候。
But as he entered,
南非执行百人政策。
And now that this, the South Africa, they have this,
就是阿巴泰。
Appetite.
那么这个百人政策呢，就是白种人看不起黑种人。
Now with appetite is the white despise the color.
所以他一坐在那边的时候
，So when he entered that,
百人就离开他了。
And the white left him.
检票的人来说
，And the conductor,
你的票在哪里
？Where's the ticket?
他拿给他看
，So he showed the ticket.
你是买了这个票
？Well, you bought this ticket, yes.
这是百人坐的地方。
But this the cabin belongs to white.
虽然有钱买票，请你下去。
Even you money to buy, but you cannot be in the cabin.
那些百人都是基督徒。
And but those of us are Christians.
所以就因为这件事。
And because of that,
甘地永远不受洗，也不在七大班，也不在信徒。
So Mahatma Gandhi doesn't want to be baptized.
但是甘地有没有怀疑？有没有拒绝耶稣基督呢
？But did he also was a doubtful of Jesus and rejected him?
没有。
No.
他照样尊重耶稣。
He continued to honor him.
他不加入教会。
But he doesn't want to enter the church.
永远不受洗。
He will not be baptized.
永远在地上不做基督徒。
And about a Christian, he doesn't want to be a Christian.
他是不是在天上会做基督徒？我不知道。
He's in heaven a Christian. I don't know.
但我知道一件事情。
One thing I know.
甘地做了印度的政治最高领袖的时候。
When Mahatma Gandhi became the highest leader of the political realm,
用基督教耶稣的精神去反抗基督教的英国。
He used as a spirit of Christ Jesus to oppose this British, British.
英国的大炮、战舰、陆军、空军、海军是当时全世界 最强的军队。
You know, the cannon, the vessel was the strongest of Britain in that time, at the time.
而甘地用的不是大炮，不是飞机，不是坦克车，不是战舰，是用爱心、忍耐、受苦、尽责来抵抗英国。
But Mahatma Gandhi did not have this, all this weapon, but he used this patience and quietness to oppose the UK.
所以基督教的国家不用基督教的精神，用帝国主义的压迫手段对付印度人。
But as a Christian nation, they did not use the Christian spirit, but they oppressed the Indians.
印度教的甘地读了耶稣的话，用基督教的精神来反抗基督教国家。
But this Mahatma Gandhi of the Hindu religion in India, using the spirit of Christ, opposed them.
甘地比毛泽东伟大一万倍。
You know, Gandhi is more greater than Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong 是用枪杆子里面出政权。
毛泽东 using his weapon to produce a government.
甘地是丢掉枪杆，连饭都不吃，用禁食。
But Mahatma Gandhi threw away all the weapons and also he went in hunger and then he fight for independence.
这世界有很多人以为武器就是建立在军火上面。
A lot of people feel that their power could be built upon weapons.
真正最大的武器是爱跟精神的力量。
But the true weapon is love and Christ's spirit.
所以拿破仑被人抓去充军放逐在圣赫莲娜岛的时候
，So when Napoleon was exiled to Saint Helena Island，
他有一天讲一句段话。
There was one day he pronounced a statement.
Hannibal, Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, Charlemagne， 以及我 Napoleon。
You see, all these great people and I, Napoleon，
我们都是世界上最伟大的军事天才。
We're the greatest military genius in the world。
我们就用最大的武器征服了最多的土地。掌管了最多的人的权利
and also using all this weapon and also we conquered the most piece of land and also the people
但是
but then
无论是查理曼
nobody Charles Mann
无论是汉尼拔
Hannibal
无论是 Julius Caesar
or whether Julius Caesar
无论是 Alexander the Great
Alexander the Great
无论是成吉思汗
or Genghis Khan
或者是我
or even I myself
有一天我们都要被人忘记
one day we shall be forgotten my people
唯有一个人
only one person
历史上这个人
in the history of this
person 前无古人后无来者
is unprecedented
耶稣基督
and Jesus Christ
不用一刀一枪
not even using a weapon
他甚至甘愿被钉在十字架
and he was willing to be crucified on the cross
他永永远远被人类纪念
forever people will remember him
我们死了以后我们的帝国就消灭了
after we die we our empire declined
我们死了以后我们的军队就战败
after we die also the army also dissolute
但是耶稣基督
But then Christ Jesus,
他建的帝国不一样
the empire he built is different.
历史历代
and from down to here,
继续下去
it will continue to
grow. 永远远
forever you survive.
有不停不断千千万万的自愿的男自愿的女为他死而甘愿
and there were thousands and thousands of people, men and women who are willing to die for his sake.
请把我这些话记载下来吧
Please record all this I will say in the book
世界历史一定要明白这件事
In the history they understand this event
当我们到巴黎去的时候
When we went to Paris
当我们到巴黎去
So when we went to Paris
我们可以看见拿破仑的坟墓上面盖了一个大殿屋顶都是用金铺的
We can see also actually a tomb is built for this Napoleon actually the room is covered with gold plated
好像比所有马来西亚最漂亮的礼拜堂还漂亮一百倍
Maybe 100-fold more beautiful than the most beautiful church in Malaysia
我看那个像礼拜堂的坟墓
So when I look at that tomb that look at the church
再看那帝王的坟墓棺材
And like also the tomb of that emperor
我有一个思想
I have a thought
世界最漂亮的坟墓在这里
The most beautiful tomb is here
但是呢只有在这里
But only here
纪念拿破仑就是这个
You want to remember Napoleon? You remember only here?
只有一个
Only one?
只在法国
Here is
只有巴黎
Only in Paris?
没有了
That's it
那是纪念耶稣的地方
But the place to remember Jesus
比这个大的
Bigger than this
超过几千个
There's so many of it
超过几万个城市
More than that, thousands of cities
你纪念耶稣的地方是在巴黎吗
Do you remember Jesus just in Paris?
巴黎的圣母院 Notre Dame 比那个大
And Notre Dame also in France bigger than that
巴黎的 St. Daniel's 比
Then Daniel also bigger than that one.
巴黎的 Pantheon 比那个大。
Pantheon also bigger than that tomb.
巴黎有很多纪念耶稣基督为基督建的礼拜堂，拉萨卡库尔比那个大。
There are many of these cathedrals that's beautiful. Remember, Jesus is bigger than his tomb.
圣马德莲比那个大。
Magdalene also.
我这里讲的不是假的，都是每一个我自己去过的地方。All
these are cathedrals I visited.
其中只有一个 Pantheon 现在已经改成。 法国人纪念他们诸圣人、诸伟大民族英雄的地方，不再做礼拜堂。Only
Pantheon has been converted to a museum whereby the French remember their great people and ancestors.
Notre Dame 还在敬拜主。Notre
Dame is still there to worship Christ Jesus.
其他我提的都还在敬拜主。And
all the places I mentioned just now still continue to worship Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，My
dear brothers and sisters,
何止巴黎
？This is a nuclear power.
何止巴黎？
Oh, not only Paris,
何止法国,
not only France,
全世界各城各乡各镇, 有什么事?
In all the places, all the cities in the world,
就这样,各城各镇,
in all the places, all nations, they remember Jesus.
所以呢,今天基督教,
so today, Christians,
如果走帝国主义的路线,
if you go the imperialist way,
就像英国对甘地,
it will be like the Britain that treated Gandhi.
为什么印度教的甘地变成以耶稣的精神对付基督教的国家呢?
Why is the Gandhi of Hinduism using Christ's spirit to oppose the nation of Christ?
甘地每天没有上班以前,
you know this Gandhi before he go to office every day,
他一定要先读马太福音第五、第六、第七章一次才开始工作。
He'll first read once chapter 5, 6, 7 of Matthew before he go to office.
马太五章、六章、七章讲什么呢?
You know Matthew 5, 6, and 7, what did he say?
虚心的人有福了。
And those who are humble will be blessed.
爱动的人有福了。
Those who are mourn will be blessed.
有福了。
And those who have compassion will be blessed.
温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are those who have passion.
这一个清醒的人有福了。
And those who are pure hearted.
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
And blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. And those who are blessed because they are scolded on my name. And those who hit on your left hand, left cheek, and people force you to walk 1 mile, you go 2 miles. All these concepts are included in one word. And to accommodate people. Love people. And to have concern for others. And be patient with others.
保罗说呢，我们作为信徒的人呢，
we as saints,
你要接纳人，
you must accept others.
接纳什么？
Accept what?
接纳那些软弱的人。
Accept those weak.
现在我要讲刚才第一句话的第二句。
I understand the second part of that statement.
我刚才讲一句话，你一定忘记了。
You've forgotten what I said just now.
许多基督徒有一个毛病。
Many Christians has a weakness.
还没有信主以前，
before they become a Christian,
走自己的路，
they walk their own way.
我自由的生活，
I'm a free life.
人家为他哭，
when people cry for them,
为他祷告，
people pray for them.
他无动于衷，
你记得吗？
Touched. 现在讲的吗？ 第二句话是什么？
The second statement.
但他一信主以后，
after he become a Christian,
他马上盼望第二天全世界都信主。
He hoped that the whole world become a Christian the next day.
主啊，为什么他不信？
Lord, why say
he's not converted? 你以为你这么厉害啊？
You thought you're good?
人家传了几年你都不信，你一传一天人家全世界都要信。
You preach for a few years, you're not converted. Yet you preach one day, you want people to be converted.
你以为你比保罗厉害？
You thought you're greater than Paul?
你比唐崇荣厉害？
Greater than Stephen Tong?
唐崇荣每个礼拜来讲了四年，你都还不大相信。 你以为你一信了，马上第二天全你妈妈、爸爸、哥哥、姐姐、舅舅、弟弟都信。
Stephen Tong, I come here to preach for 4 years, you never believe. You think that you want to convert, you want to preach one day, your whole family will believe.
你这么厉害？
You're so great.
而且如果他一信的那一天，
and the day when you become a Christian,
马上你用对基督徒严格的要求对待他，你为什么信主这样，这样，这样，这样，这样，你信主不可以这样，不可以那样。他说宁可我不信主。
So when you demand them as a Christian, they say, rather I don't be a Christian.
所以你要接纳别人的软弱。
So accept people's weaknesses.
刚信主的人，
those who are new converts,
可能因为某一点触动他的心，他信主。
Maybe because certain anger point of view, they become a Christian.
你不好好接纳他，
if you don't accept them well,
他可能因为另外一点你触动他，他就反对主。
Maybe because another point that we angrify them, they become not a Christian.
有一些人因为一个对他特别关怀的人，他信主。
That people, because one single person was concerned with them, that's why they become a Christian.
既然有这样的基督徒关怀我，我信主。
There's such a Christian that's concerned with me, I want to be a Christian.
但是你不要忘记他是个软弱的人。
Don't forget that he's a weak person.
虽然他信了，
even though he's not a new convert,
另外一个人一次得罪他，原来也有这样坏的基督徒，他永远不再信。
But if another Christian were wrong against them, then they would turn not to be a Christian.
甘地后来没有信主。
Gandhi later on turned not to be a Christian.
基督徒的过犯。
It is Christian's wrong.
基督徒呢，就用一个错误的非基督教的精神对付一个要 接受主的非基督徒。
Because a Christian uses a non-Christian spirit to deal with someone who wants to be a Christian.
这样讲起来，做基督徒很难。
So it's difficult to be a Christian then.
我们做基督徒很难。
It's difficult to be a Christian then.
每一个人的做法不一样。
Everybody has a different style.
每一个人的看法不一样。
Everybody has different views.
那我刚才提到，这是一个呢。疑惑性的软弱
and this is a skeptical weakness.
我讲每一句话我都要记得前后一致啊。
Or the weakness of skepticism.
不但这一堂里面这一句跟那一句一致，这一堂讲的跟第一次来讲的要一致。
You know, I have to be consistent in all what I say, whether it's from the past or now or in the future.
整套的东西，整一生的思想要一致。这样传道才不会自打嘴巴。
Even the whole system, in my whole system of thinking, I must be consistent for the whole life.
你还记得刚才我讲这句话？
You know, I said this just now.
保罗说，软弱的人，
Paul said those are weak.
你要接纳他，
accept them.
却不要与他辩论所疑惑的事。
Do not pass judgment on disputable matters.
所以这里是表示疑惑性的软弱。
Which means it's this weakness of skepticism.
那么软弱到底有几种？我今天不讲了。
You know how many kinds of weaknesses do we have? I'm not going to explain today.
再发展下去，永远讲不完。圣经的道理太丰盛了。
Because I can continue to develop and develop without finishing.
那这个叫做疑惑性的软弱。
So it's the weakness of skepticism.
Skeptic weakness.
Skeptic weakness.
Skeptic weakness 是什么呢？
What is skeptic weakness?
它有一些疑惑的事还没有解决。
There's something which is doubtful but it's not solved yet.
但是他是弟兄啊。
But he's a brother.
表示他信啊。
He's a believer.
既然信了，为什么还疑惑呢？
So he's a believer. How can he be skeptic?
信了还疑惑。
Believing still skeptical.
例子很多。
There are many examples of that.
我举两个例子。
Two examples.
第一个例子。
The first.
多马信耶稣没有？
You know Thomas has he believed in
Jesus? 信不信？
Thomas
信。
Yes, he
believes. 耶稣复活对很多人显现，他不在，他信不信
？When Jesus appeared to many people after his resurrection, that he did not see, did he believe?
他疑惑，对不对
？He was skeptical.
所以他已经信
，He was a believer.
而且已经信了，又被拣选做使徒，跟随主三年半。
He has been called to be a disciple of Christ for 3.5 years.
从神学院的经验来说，已经毕业了。
And from the theological perspective, he has graduated from seminary.
他的神学院院长叫做耶稣。
And his principal of the seminary is 耶稣，
他是这系就生第一代。
So he's the direct disciple.
First generation
disciple.
Of the original rector. 就 president. 耶稣做院长。
And the original rector of the seminary.
第一届的学生。
The first generation.
而且从开始到三年到耶稣死了再复活，他都没有离开过。
Even since the beginning, when he was 3.5 years with Jesus, Jesus died and resurrected, he did not leave Jesus.
他从来没有离开过耶稣。
He never left Jesus.
他是十二门徒里面远远比犹大更大的一个人。
Among 12 the apostles, greater than Judah.
但是呢
，But then,
耶稣复活的时候
，When Jesus resurrected,
他有没有信呢
？Did he believe?
有。
Yes.
他有没有怀疑啊
？Did he? Was he skeptical?
有。
Yes.
他有没有怀疑
？Was he skeptical?
有怀疑的人是不是信徒
？Those who are skeptical, are they the believers?
回答吗？你连要怀疑都，你要信要回答都怀疑的。
So you are even skeptical with the answer.
多马是不是信徒
？Thomas is the believer.
他有没有信
？Did he believe? Yes.
他这个时候是不是怀疑
？Was he
skeptical? 他怀疑的时候是不是信徒
？When you are skeptical, was he a believer?
当怀疑的时候还是信徒
？He was skeptical, yes, was a believer.
你要因为他是信徒感谢主，或者因为他怀疑责备他
？You want to be thankful because he's skeptical or because he's a believer?
You give thanks to God because he's a believer.Or you scold him because he is a skeptic people. 啊，你要为他感谢主吗
？Would you want to give thanks because he's a believer?
所以这个就是我们怎么接待人的。
So this is how we accept people.
下面你注意听哦。
Now pay attention.
一个被上帝用的牧师。
Oh, pastor who is used by God.
跌倒了。
He has fallen.
基督教
啊 ，Christian 界哇，
这个人跌倒。
This man has fallen.
我才知道。
Now only I know.
你才知道什么
？You know what?
我才知道原来他这么坏的。
That he's so bad.
我起初以为他不好，我才知道他这么坏。
In the past, I thought it's so good. Now only I know it's so bad.
这是第一种态度。
The first attitude.
这种态度是什么
？What kind of attitude?
早就不要接纳他了。
You originally want to accept him. You don't accept him.
没有机会，直到今天找到机会可以。
You have no opportunity, but now you find opportunity not to accept him.
第二种态度是什么
？The second attitude.
原来这样坏的人，上帝也会用他。
Such a bad person, God still can use him.
奇妙，上帝真奇妙。
God is so amazing.
哪一种好
？Which is better?
第二好。因为 你是那种坏蛋是吗
？Because you belong to that kind of bad person，
你判断人家对你有第二个办法，对不对
？So you want people to treat in a second way。
所以呢，我的学生
，my student，
很有恩赐的
，very talented，
有一点跌倒了。
One day he fall，
我是说
，I say，
主啊
，Lord，
你所爱的人跌倒了。
The one you love have fallen now。
我不是说
I'm not saying.
犹大回到他应该去的地方。
Judah, go to where he belongs.
因为我不是上帝。
Because I'm not God.
我不知道他是不是犹大。
I don't know whether he's Judah or not.
耶稣基督知道犹大从起初就是是数目。
But Christ doesn't know that Judah from the beginning he doesn't believe.
我们不是。
We are not.
所以我们一定要接纳人。
So we must accept people.
虽然人有软弱。
People have weaknesses.
虽然人有怀疑。
People have skeptical.
所以当这个多马怀疑的时候
，When Thomas was skeptical，
主耶稣是不是来见的时候
？Did Jesus come？
你们中间有个怀疑的，今天抓他出来。
There's one who is skeptical and catch him out。
他站了三个钟头。
I think he stand for 3 hours。
我已经三年半在他中间，他还没有信心。
I've already been in your midst for 3.5 years， but he never believed truly。
这个怎么样为我传道
？How can he preach on my behalf？
有自己这样怀疑，人家听他讲的会变成什么人
？So when he's skeptical， when people listen to him， what kind of people will turn out to？
是不是这样的？
Did he say that? No.
人有怀疑啊。
When people are skeptical,
你的责任不是肯定他的怀疑，把他赶走。
Your responsibility is not to confirm that skepticism and check them out.
要把耶稣把证据给他看，解除他的怀疑。
You must learn from Jesus, show them the real evidences, so that you want to resolve without skepticism.
接纳他
，accept them，
改变他
，change them，
坚固他
，strengthen them，
使他有信心
，so that he has faith.
你看我们的主多么伟大。
You know our Lord is so great.
他再显现一次。
He manifests again.
所以呢，他再一次显现。
One more time, he appeared to them.
是特别为多马显现。
Especially for Thomas.
因为他知道今天多马来了，上个礼拜没有来，因为下大雨。
Because you know that Thomas has come last week. He didn't come because there was a great rain.
那一次没有来，耶稣来。
And that week he didn't come, but Jesus came.
这一次呢，你来，我故意不来。
So this time you come, I don't come now.
你才会知道，你要我的时候，我不要来，看你要怎么样。
So then you know that you want me to come, I don't come purposely.
你记得我来，你一定要来。
So then you know that when I come, you come.
耶稣不是报复主义者。
Jesus nothing to take revenge.
也不是来定罪者。
Not trying to condemn.
他是来赦罪。
He come to forgive.
他是来拯救。
Come to save.
他是来坚固。
Come to strengthen.
他是寻找拯救世上。
To seek for those are lost.
所以多马再来的时候
，So Thomas when he returned,
故意耶稣抽空再来一次。
Jesus took time to come,
特别为多马再一次
，especially for Thomas.
他跑到多马面前
，and come to beside Thomas.
你要不要看
？You wanna see?
这边一个洞
，Yeah, there's a hole here.
这边两个洞
，two hole here.
手拿出来
，and take your hand.
请你挖一挖
，and prick it.
请你探一探
，prick it.
多马要不要挖
？Thomas, does you wanna prick?
要不要探
？Wanna try?
看见就吓死了。
Well, he saw he was so frightened.
他一定听过上个礼拜我讲什么，所以这个礼拜跑来找我。
He had heard what I said last week. That's why he come this week.
糟糕了，糟了，被他听见了。
Oh, he had heard what I murmured.
我才知道我的主是主。
Not only I know my Lord is Lord.
我才知道他这么厉害。
He is so strong.
那我已经讲了怎么办呢
？But I was saying.
他就跪下，我的主，我的上帝。
He so knelt down. I said, My Lord and my God.
到底什么时候耶稣是他的主，是他的上帝
？When did Jesus become his Lord and God?
早就是他的主了。
Much earlier than that.
他早就是主啊主啊，对不对
？Because earlier time he is called Lord Lord.
所以很多人一面讲主啊，一面讲是不是啊
？Many people say Lord, oh is it Lord?
主啊，你怎么会做我的主呢
？How can you become my Lord?
主啊，我怎么叫你主呢？
啊，可以 Lord。
主，我不大相信你哦。
Lord, I don't believe in you.
他什么时候叫耶稣主啊
？When did he call Jesus Lord?
耶稣说今天晚上。
Jesus at night.
你们有一个人卖我。
There's a person want to betray me.
然后他们说主啊
，Lord，
是我吗
？Is it me？
主啊
，Lord，
是我吗
？Is it me？
是一个这样叫。
Eleven would say that.
所以犹大说拉比是我吗
？And this is Judah said, Rabbi, is it me？
因为有耶稣从来在拉犹大心中不是主。
Because Jesus has never been Lord in the heart of Judah.
狗嘴不能出象牙。
He cannot call Lord with his lips.
因为他没有道理，主啊，讲不出来。
So he cannot say Lord with his
lips. Rabbi 啊。
He said Rabbi.
因为他里面没有主的观念。
Because in heart there's no concept of Lord.
但是犹大，这个多马早就知道耶稣是。
But Thomas already know that Jesus Christ was Lord.
他也经常主啊。
So he said Lord.
心里说真的吗
？Is it true?
你是主吗
？Are you Lord?
你怎么样做主的呢
？How do you become a Lord？
我是跟人家走，怎么知道你是主呢
？I walk with people. How can you know you are Lord？
已经称耶稣为主。
You already call him Lord。
现在呢
？But now，
在看的时候
，When you see，
他在说主啊
，He said Lord，
我的上帝啊
，My God。
所以他把那个主的观念跟上帝是对的主意思连起来。
So Lord and that concept of God now is put together now。
信仰是有阶层。
So to believe there's a gradation.
我们的程序中间是在进步。
In the process that we grow.
而我们自己进步的时候，不要轻看还没有进步的。
When we progress, don't despise those who are not progressing.
更不要拦阻人有进一步的可能。
All the more do not obstruct people the possibility of growing.
主耶稣没有责备多吗？
Jesus did not rebuke Thomas.
主耶稣说：“你现在看我就信了。”
Jesus said, "Now you see and you believe."
有福气。
You're blessed.
但是。
But then.
没有看见就信的比你。更有福气，你是有福气的。
Those who believe without seeing are even more blessed.
耶稣没有说他们有福气，你有灾祸了。
Jesus didn't say that they are blessed, your woe upon you.
耶稣说你有福气，但是他们更有福气。
Jesus said you are blessed, but they are more blessed.
我们的主是伟大的心理学家、教育学家。
Our Lord is a great psychologist and also a great educator.
Great instructor. Great constructor.
也是建造者。
So always constructive.
永远是这个正面的。
永远是建造兴起永远是积极的永远是乐观的永远是帮助人上进
always,
这个叫做主、啊、
He's always constructive always building up always positive and this Lord
第二个例子
The second example
施洗约翰
John the Baptist
施洗约翰有没有信心呢、啊、
Did he have faith?
有没有
Did he have faith?
有
Yes
有没有啊
Did he have faith? Yes
你们有没有嘴巴
You have mouth?
我再问施洗约翰有没有信心呢
John the Baptist did have faith?
有
Yes
我修士有没有怀疑啊
Was he skeptical?
难道他是主吗
Is he Lord?
所以我告诉你连施洗约翰连多马都会怀疑主为什么你强求弟兄姊妹他们有怀疑的时候你这样苛刻的看不起他
So even John the Baptist and Thomas can be skeptical How can you demand too much on the new converts?
我感谢上帝
I want to praise God
1961年开始
Since 1961
我祷告
I pray to God
主啊我照我四年前同你立的约
Lord, according to what I make the covenant with you 4 years ago
你解答我的问题
You solve my problem
我要到全世界去解答别人的问题
I wanted to go to the whole world to answer the question and problem of people
1961年开始
Since 1961
21岁
When I was 21
宣布
I announced
有疑惑的有问题的写下来我给你们回答
Those who question and problems write down I will answer you
人家说你敢啊
You dare?
你二十一岁敢回答问题
You are 21 years old You dare to answer questions
有的是八十一岁
Some are 81 years old
有的七十一岁
Some are 71
他们的经验那么多学问那么大读书那么多他们一生看的东西那么多他问什么问题你敢答
They are more experienced They are more educated than you do They ask questions You dare to answer
我就对自己怀疑了
So I was skeptical to myself
我怎么敢讲那一句
How dare I say that
是哦
Oh yes
人家八十一
People have 81
我二十一
I'm 21
我怎么敢回答的问题
How can I answer that question
我说主啊
I say Lord
怜悯我
Have mercy on me.
但你知道我的动机是好的。
You know, I have good motive.
我要同情怀疑的人。
I want to be compassion with those who are weak.
我要接纳怀疑的人。
To accept those who are skeptical.
我要帮助有怀疑的人。
To help those who have problems.
我从前是有怀疑。
In the past, I was skeptical too.
感谢上帝。
But praise God.
从二十一岁开始。
Since the year of 21.
宣布这个事情。
When I announced
that. 人家就发问题。
People ask questions.
我就答。
I answer.
有时候还没有答自己发抖。
Some before I answer, I tremble.
这个人大概八十一岁。
Maybe he's 81.
我不懂怎么答。
I don't know how to answer.
后来就记得耶稣讲。
Later I remember Jesus saying,
你被抓去的时候。
When you have been caught.
你不必怕讲什么。
Do not be afraid what you say.
圣灵会帮助你。
Because the Holy Spirit will help you.
主的灵来帮助我。
God's Spirit help me.
那我就尽量把我所懂的圣经。
So with what I know best the Bible.
应用出来回答他。
I use them to answer the question.
我有个原则。
I have a principle.
我用圣经原则回答你，你不满意，你可以问别人。
I use the biblical principle to answer you. If you are not satisfied, you can ask others.
你问我，我的答案就是这样。
So when I ask you, this is my answer.
而我是用圣经回答你，不是用我自己。
I use the biblical principle to answer you, not my own thinking.
所以，如认为我圣经不够，我回答不满意。求上帝兴起比我更聪明的来回答。
So if you think I'm not good enough with my Bible, then ask God to raise people who are better than I do in the Bible.
就这样过了42年了。
So for 42 years passed.
从1961到2003。
Since 1961 to 2003.
我每年大概解答7000个问题。
Every year I answer at least 7000 questions.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们要使人怀疑解除。
We want to people's skepticism to be resolved.
所以保罗说要接纳软弱的人。
And that's why Paul said, accept those who are weak in faith.
不要为他们怀疑辩论。
Do not also pass judgment on them.
哪一种软弱的人呢
？What kind of weakness do they have?
怀疑性的软弱。
Those who are skeptic in faith.
怀疑有两种。
There are two kinds of skepticism.
一种是不要信就乱怀疑。
those who are, do not want to believe and they are skeptical.
一种是要信遇到困难不得不怀疑.
But those who are, the other kind, they want to believe but they make problems, that's why they got to be skeptical.
这种分法两种怀疑不是我发明的.
This kind of distinction is not why I invented.
是法国的哲学家 René Descartes
所讲的. Descartes said it.
René Descartes 是近代哲学之父.
René Descartes is the father of contemporary philosophy.
他的怀疑有两种.
He said two kinds of skepticism.
In sin 产生的怀疑.
Because the belief it produces skepticism.
或者因为不要信产生的怀疑.
Or because of disbelief it produces skepticism.
既然是我们教会弟兄姊妹已经是基督徒.
Since he's a Christian among us in a church.
怀疑你不可以轻看，因为他因信但是困难遇到怀疑.
So when he's skeptical, do not look down on them because he believes and that's why he's skeptical.
甚至那些反对基督教人提出来的怀疑.
Even the skeptical question brought out by those who oppose Christianity.
我也不假设他是以攻击性、以消极性、以仇恨性要达到我们，所以我们就恨去回答他们。
I will not presuppose that because they want to oppose their enemy to us, and that's why we don't answer them.
Or we hate them.
或是我们恨他们。不能恨他们。 You cannot hate them.
我们要用包容的办法。
We must be accommodating way.
用接纳的办法。
To accept them.
把他们带到可以信的。
To bring them the possibility of believing.
因为许多人没有我们曾经有过的经验。
Because there are people who do not have some experiences that we have.
许多人没有我们有过的环境。
Do not have some circumstances that we experience.
基督徒的父母是基督徒。
You know, Christian, where parents are Christian.
我们的学生老师是基督徒。
Our students, our teachers are Christians. We have many friends are Christians.
所以我们受影响的时候，他们的信仰继续不断熏陶我们，继续不断。 无形中影响我们。
So when we are being affected and become skeptical, their faith influences us.
所以我们还没信主已经开始蒙恩了。
So even before we become Christian, we are so blessed by God.
但我们许多时候对一些完全没有这种背景跟环境的人传道的时候。
But when you preach to those people without this kind of circumstances,
他们从来没有这些恩典。
They never have this kind of grace.
发出一大堆很好笑的攻击性的疑问。
So they ask a lot of attacking questions but do not get angry.
我学了一个功课,
I learned a lesson.
我这一生解答问题从来不用恨,不用生气,不用激动,不用看不起发问的人的态度来回答。
I will not use the attitude of anger or despising or want to attack people to answer questions.
但有时我会用一种心理学故意捉弄他来回答。
Sometimes I use a psychological way to treat them.
为什么你发这么笨的问题?
Why you ask a stupid question?
他就说怎么会这么笨啊?
How come I'm so stupid? You say?
我在告诉他你笨在什么地方。
And I'll tell him where is the foolishness.
那是刺激性的。
That's to stimulate them.
但那个里面的爱是很深的。
But there's a deep love in me.
我现在不谈我问题解答的方法论的问题。
So I'm not talking about methodology or my Q&A.
因为这门功课我在华盛顿教过。
I was teaching in Washington this
叫做
class.
叫做实践副教学。
It's a practical apologetics.
Practical apologetics.
Practical apologetics.
How to wisely answer others' questions.
怎样用智慧方式来回答别人的问题。
The shaking of the foundation.
来先整动他的这个基础。
The skeptic of the skepticism.
然后你要怀疑他的怀疑。
把怎么样挖出他发问的错误的动机, 跟错误的软弱的根基是。
So you want to destroy even the root of skepticism.
这是很深的功课。
This is a very deep, profound knowledge.
我只把这一届的重要意义讲出来。
But only tell the meaning of this word.
有的人有怀疑。
People who are skeptical.
你要包容他。
You must accommodate them.
你要了解他。
You must understand them.
你要明白他。
You must understand them.
你先假设他是要寻找真理。
You must first presuppose they are seeking for the truth and with a skeptical attitude they ask questions.
你不要先假设他要打倒你,故意问你,给你没有链子, okay?
Do not presuppose that they want to attack you and pull you down.
所以秀生地发问老师就恼羞成怒, 学生就永远看不起这个老师。
So when the student would ask a question, if the teacher would get angry, then your student would despise you.
学生一发问,老师用启发的方式,使学生觉得我问的不大对的,他就预备听真正对的答案。
But when the student would ask questions, you stimulate them knowing where they are wrong, then they will be attentive to listen to your answer.
1935年,
1935,
New York Riverside Church 很大的礼拜堂,有个牧师叫做 Forstick.
You know, Riverside Church in New York, a big church, there's a pastor by this name.
这个牧师信仰不是太有,他是新派。
This Forstick actually is the new, New Orthodox.
不是,他是新派的,
Liberal.
但是他是很有智慧的牧师。
But he's a very wise man.
就是在信仰上有偏差。
But there is a deviation in his faith.
有一天他在办公室的时候,
One day in the office,
一个年轻人冲进来,
a young man came.
上帝为什么这样这样这样这样的神？我反对，我不要这样的上帝，我讨厌死了，我也打倒这样的上帝。
How can we have this kind of God? I oppose this kind of God. I hate this kind of God.
王牧师，如果你在牧师楼有人这样进来，你怎么办？
So Pastor, if you're in the office, you have these people coming, how will you deal with that?
如果是我年轻的时候,
When I was young, actually,
如果我不是受圣灵感动,
If I'm not touched by Holy Spirit,
我会说你有没有受过教育？
Are you educated?
你知道这个什么地方?
You know which place this?
你到底用这个态度什么意思?
Well, how come you use the attitude?
请你坐下,
Be seated.
或者你回去,
or you go back.
不要在这边道歉,
Don't come here.
是不是呢?
You know?
Well, firstly, 怎么回答?
Now, firstly, how do you answer?
你说哪一位上帝?
Which God?
这样一大堆骂上帝骂一大堆。
This kind of God.
啊, 他, 这个boss站起来,
Boss stood up. Shake hands with him.
那种上帝我也反对。
I also oppose this kind of God.
我们的样子 坐下来谈
Sit down with the dog
那个人就乱了
And then everyone was confused
那种上帝 那么上帝有几种的
How many kinds of God is it?
那当然我们讨论哪种上帝
That is this kind of God
你讲的那个我也反对 我气他气得要命
I also oppose that kind of God
那种上帝不是圣经的上帝
That kind of God is a biblical God
那个人乱了就坐下来
So that man was confused, he sat down.
坐下来开始想, 那, 那么到底有几种上帝?
So, and thinking how many kind of God?
那我这种错了, 你那一种是什么上帝?
So my kind is wrong, what kind of God do you have?
谈了几个钟头以后,
After this couple of few hours,
那个人就同意这个人信的上帝。
So that man agreed with the apostles of God.
你说智慧不智慧?
He's so wise.
你明白啊?
Understand?
这一段圣经很重要啊。
So this passage is very important.
你说唐牧师我每次看不到什么, 你怎么看到一大堆?
You say, Pastor Tom, every time I can understand, how can you understand that much?
你的眼睛不够厚吗?
Because spectacle is not thick enough.
你要用圣灵给你的眼睛。
You must have a Holy Spirit spectacle.
很可惜的, 今天很多灵恩派专讲圣灵, 什么圣经都看不清楚。
So other customers talk about Holy Spirit, but they will never understand the Bible well.
训练你们,
so I'm training you.
怎样从全本圣经建立的架构, 才从架构建立一个总原则, 再从原则看清每一个圣经界的要点。
How from the whole Bible you build a structure, and then come to principium, and with principium you want to look at every passage.
这几年你们来啊,
so this few years when you come,
有几个可以做我思想的学生我不知道。
I don't know how many can be my student on my thinking.
但我相信里面一定有些人。
But I believe some of you
会摄取到这种智慧,
will absorb this kind of wisdom,
这种了解,
this kind of understanding.
所以这件圣经你说很大吗?
You say, is it big in this statement?
这件事很重要吗?
Is it very important?
我都没有看到什么?
I don't see anything.
信心软弱的人, 你要接纳他,
Except those of wicked faith,
不要辩论,
and do not have to pass judgment.
不辩论, 不讨论,
so don't pass judgment, don't argue.
如果讲了, 不讨论, 不讨论,
Whatever you say, we don't argue.
你软弱, 我怜悯你,
so you, I compassion you because weak.
主啊, 赦免他, 因为他说软弱, 他不知道,
God forgive him because he's weak, he doesn't know.
不是的,
no, no, no.
你可以接纳他,
you can accept him.
甚至听他讲,
listen to him.
讲完了以后, 他没有东西讲了,
After that, he has something to talk.
你一讲的时候, 他才知道, 原来你所知道, 他不知, 他只知道你早知。
So you talk something that he doesn't understand, what he understands that you know already.
他以为他知道很宝贵, 根本是粪土没有用的东西。
He thought that the thing that he knows is very precious, actually all dung.
等到他真正知道你所知道, 他就知道, 他本来不知, 不应该知道那些他所知道的。
So when he truly knows and understands the thing that he knows, actually is something that he needs to know.
他就很盼望知道你所知道的, 很懊悔他知道过那些不知道的。
So how did he hope that he wants to know what he didn't know and regret that what know that he knew? He knew.
就不必辩论了。
So you don't have to debate with him.
辩论从来不能领人心
So to debate will never bring a person to Christ
辩论只能使人证明你口才更好
Only will cause people to believe that you're more eloquent
因为辩论变到那个人气得半死他一定更不信主
So when they debate and that person gets so angry he will not be converted
基督是这么坏把我弄到输了一团糟
So Christians are so bad I'm defeated now
连我面子都没有 还有信主做什么
I don't even have a faith how can you believe in Christ
你这样凶这样坏 这样残忍把我弄到在众人面前辩论到体无完肤
So you are so fearful and also I'm so without faith now
辩论很难使人信主
To debate, difficult to convert people
辩论很少使人信主
And very seldom it brings people to Christ
所以保罗说不要辩论 所疑惑的事
So Paul said do not pass judgment on those people disputable matters
那他疑惑的事你要怎么样
The thing that he's skeptical what they're going to do
你明白他
You understand him
你了解他
You understand him
哦我知道
I know
我从前也曾经这样疑惑
In the past, I was stuck in this manner too
凡是一个年轻人
A young person
看见老人经历走过明白深入体会他现在正在感受的痛苦他就开始遵从
And when you see an old man who experienced that who know what he's experiencing now then they don't respect the old man
有一个人在桥上要跳下去自杀
There was a person on the bridge when he jumped and committed suicide.
所以行动怪异。
So it's very strange his action.
一个快要自杀的人会看东看西。
One who is going to commit suicide but look here and there.
看桥在看人。
And look the bridge and look at people.
看了好几次不敢动作。
But then not take any action.
因为一动就不能动了。
Because when he takes action, he cannot move anymore.
这个动最后一次动了。
There's a last action.
水跳了就死了。
When he jumps, you die.
所以他要犹豫不决一下。
So when you are hesitating.
有一个老人家走过来。
An old man came.
你很苦的。
You suffer, I know.
他吓了一跳，怎么知道？
How come he knows?
你很苦的,
you suffer.
告诉我你什么苦?
Tell me what kind of suffering you have.
我很了解,
I can understand.
我这个人心就融化一半了,
so this person was half melted with the heart.
后来这个老人家就对他说,
later on, this old man said,
你是不是失恋?
Are you jilted?
他更佩服,
how do you know?
你的女朋友不要你是吗?
Your girlfriend doesn't want you anymore?
你是不是很想自杀?
You want to commit suicide?
他还没有讲什么话, 眼泪就一直流一直流。
Before he even said anything, the tears rolled down his cheek.
你老实告诉爸爸,
tell me truly.
你第几次恋爱?
How many times you are in love now?
你第几次失恋?
How many times you are jilted?
一直,
first time.
他现在像小孩子一样。
So like a child now.
他自杀的勇气也没有。
It doesn't have courage to commit suicide now.
自杀的勇气是不勇气之人装作的勇气。
So courage of those people who want to commit suicide is those people who are not courageous but pretend to be courageous.
伟大的爱来包容他整个生命。
So when you use a great love to commit them,
他变成懦弱的小孩子。
So he become only a coward, a little child. This first time I'm jilted.
这个伯伯对他说什么?
And that old man says, when I was young, because I'm not too handsome, I was poor. I've been jilted 8 times. I only 1/8 of what he is.
1/8
of what he is.
那后来呢？他变得爱听故事了。
So he wants to listen to what he says.
我们到那边喝咖啡好不好？
Let's go coffee house now.
牵着他的手。
So took off the hand.
抱着他。
And hugging.
把他带去。Took
him to the coffee shop.
这个人年轻人个子比他大。
So this young man is taller than he does.
年龄比他小。
But younger than he does.
恋爱失恋的次数比他少8倍。
But less than 8 times as compared to what he has been jilted.
看着你小得不得了。
So I'm so little, you say.
好像给个老人家把他抱起, 像婴孩一样的,
so like an old man carrying a baby.
叫最好的 coffee.
And get the best coffee.
最好的饼干,
and the best biscuit.
他想我在生命要死以前还有人这样关怀我。
Even before I die, people are concerned of me.
跟他谈,
talk to him.
把他挽回过来,
so redeem him back.
前4个月,
and 4 months ago,
我看了一本书,
I read a book.
我差不多流泪,
almost I shed my tears.
那是专门调查少年女孩子自杀的原因。
It actually is a survey on the reason of these young girls to commit suicide.
有一个女孩子真的自杀,
a young girl truly committed suicide.
自杀以后,
after committing suicide,
大家哭因为她很好的女孩子,
people cry because she's a good girl.
后来发现她的日记, 那一天写一句话,
and later on discovered the diary, there's a statement she wrote.
今天我从家里走到桥头跳河的时候,
today is the time I go to the bridge, I want to jump and commit suicide.
如果路上有一个人对我笑一笑,
if there's a person on the road who smiled at me, I will not commit suicide.
只有写这一句,
only that statement.
有他就去了,
and she went.
她放在桌子上最后一句话的日记就是写这一句,
so the last statement in her diary you put on the table.
因为她跳下去,
and she jumped.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为她一直等在路上有可能向她笑一下,
because she was waiting for someone to smile at her.
整条路没有,
and the whole way there's no one.
到河那边也没有,
no one.
所以她知道世界没有人接纳她,
so she knows that no one accepts her.
她就跳下去,
she jumped. My dear brothers and sisters,
你要知道,
you must know,
你可能被上帝用,
maybe you can be used by God,
成为挽回人的人,
to save someone,
成为拯救人的人,
to save someone,
成为帮助人的人,
to help someone.
只要你接纳人,
only you would accept people,
特别信徒,
especially Christians,
有怀疑,
when you are skeptical,
有困难,
problems,
有软弱的时候,
you are weak,
你要接纳他,
you want to accept them.
弟兄在软弱的时候,
when your brother's in weakness,
信心软的时候,
when they're weak in faith,
你们要接纳他,
accept them.
但不要辩论, 说怀疑的时候,
do not pass judgment on disputable matters.
不是不要讨论,
not say that you don't discuss,
不是不要讲解,
not that you don't explain to them,
用接纳的心,
but with an accepting heart,
去建立他们的信,
to establish their faith,
解决他们的怀疑,
solve their problems.
Amen.
Amen.
愿上帝帮助我们,
may God bless us.
今天立志,
we want to make a decision for our whole life,
只做一个接纳人,
be someone to accept people,
建造人,
establish people,
不是摧毁人的,
not to destroy people.
Always be constructive.
永远是要建立信心。
Always be welcoming people.
来欢迎别人。
Accepting people.
接受别人的。
Instructing people.
来教导别人的。
Love people.
要爱人的。
Amen. 我们站起来。
Let's rise.